This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Even in terms of politically, we have this idea that in terms of khilafah, in terms of rule, in terms of politics, there can be a perfect situation. Even politically, there is no perfection. Look at the... After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, yes, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an assumed the reins of Khilafah. But did he do so easily without any difference of opinion? No. As soon as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, a difference of opinion arose amongst the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum as to who should become the leader. Although it was settled, they overcame that difference, but there was a difference. And then Abu Bakr radiyallahu an only ruled for 27 months. And yet in those 27 months, fitna upon fitna raged. Many tribes rose in rebellion. Many refused to, some of them renounced Islam, some of them. Others did not renounce religion, but they renounced their loyalty to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. And others, they did not renounce their religion, they continued to be faithful, pray and fast, but they refused to pay him zakah. Because of an interpretation. Their interpretation was that we were only expected to pay zakah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not to anyone else. In any case, so these were the fitan that raged in Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu's short khilafah. And then was the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Yes, he ruled for approximately 10 years, but even in that period, there was famine. There were other problems. And then he was assassinated. He left this world, not peacefully, but assassinated. Where was he assassinated? What greater fitna could there have been than the fact that he was assassinated on the sajjad and the musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was leading the believers in Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Fajr Salah. After him, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu became Khalifa. And there was great turbulence in the later years of his Khilafah. For 6 years, things were relatively settled. But for the latter six years, there was great turbulence. It led to rebellion. And this was during the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Although the rebels were not the Sahaba, they were non-Sahaba. And then it led to his own martyrdom. And then Ali radiyallahu anhu's Khilafah. And then during that time, there was opposition to Ali radiyallahu anhu and strong differences from amongst the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. We know of the famous battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel, where on the one side you had one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiyallahu anha. You had many of the other senior Sahaba. On the other side, you had Ali radiyallahu anhu and many of the senior Sahaba. That was, to all intents and purposes, it has been described by historians as the civil war. It was the first civil war. And then after the time of Uthman radiyallahu anhu and Ali radiyallahu, in fact later during Ali radiyallahu anhu's reign, there was the Waqa'at al-Siffin, the Battle of Siffin. Again, another civil war, that as historians have described it. And then Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan eventually became the ruler after Ali radiyallahu anhu. Hassan radiyallahu anhu, the eldest son of Ali radiyallahu anhu, came to a truce and agreement with him. Things were relatively peaceful till Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan departed from this world. And then his son Yazid took over. As soon as Yazid took over, what happened? Many of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum refused to pay him homage and accept him as a leader. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu set up his own khilafah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this was a rival khilafah to the khilafah of the Banu Umayyah in Dimashq, in Damascus. There were many battles. There was a massacre just outside al-Madinah al-Munawwara, known as the Harra, the massacre of the Harra. And Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were killed in that period. Eventually, the Kaaba was bombarded by mangonel and catapults, and it was set on fire. And by the Umayyad army. They laid siege to Makkah al-Mukarramah. These were Muslims, fighting Muslims. In fact, Sahaba radiyallahu anhu were victims. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, whom people gave bay'ah to as a khalifa, he was eventually, and quite tragically, he was executed and strung up on a gibbet. And his mother had to retrieve his body. Asma radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha, the sister of Aisha radiallahu anha, had to retrieve the body of her own son in her old age. And he was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and this was in their time. And then after the Banu Umayyah, these fitan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has foretold that these fitan will come in rapid succession, one after the other, each one more calamitous, each one more darker, each one more dangerous and more threatening than the previous one. And this will never end. So this was in the first 100 years of Islam, during the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So even politically, even socially, this idea that they won't be fitan, the world will be filled with fitan and chaos. In religion, in our families, in our lives, around us. What matters is that we don't seek perfection in the outside world. Rather, we seek perfection, some degree of perfection, some degree of completion, some degree of fulfillment within. That's the only place where we can find.